When George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police officers 3 years ago, Philadelphia residents protested, marching through the city for weeks on end. WHYY's Sammy Kayola spoke to activists and police leaders about what has changed and what has not since 2020.
Power to the people!
Power to the people!
Power to the people!
That summer, Philadelphians called on the city to shift funding away from policing and towards supporting groups they say have been systemically disenfranchised.
And demand number three, access to arts education for all Philadelphia youth, including those with disabilities, including those who are unhoused, including those who are...
Philadelphia artist Samantha Rise was often at the forefront of these protests, megaphone in hand. Looking back on it now, they describe it as a sort of boiling over of existing frustrations.
The relentless violence against the building heat, against the tension and the friction and the pain of decades of unanswered calls for equity and for care and for dignity. It broke something. And I think the breaking drew all of us toward each other.
On multiple occasions, the Philadelphia Police Department responded to the civil unrest with batons, rubber bullets, and tear gas. Protesters won more than $9 million from the city over physical and emotional injuries suffered at the hands of police. 5 months after Floyd's death, Walter Wallace was shot and killed by police in West Philadelphia. The 27-year-old was experiencing a mental health episode, according to his family, and was killed while holding a knife. In 2020, PPD created a special mental health unit that includes social service providers trained to de-escalate similar situations. They also banned officers from sitting or kneeling on a person's neck, face, or head, and from entering a home without a warrant. And they now prohibit the use of tear gas in nonviolent protests. Blake Norton is PPD's chief strategy officer.
We welcomed the opportunity to make the response. We welcomed the opportunity to engage the community, you know, looking at best practices nationally.
Rise and other activists say these changes didn't go far enough.
You know, the protection and care of community members is not a chokehold.
Also central to the George Floyd demonstrations, the call for PPD to hold officers accountable when they use excessive force. Historically, fewer than 1% of all citizen complaints filed against PPD resulted in an officer being formally disciplined. That's according to a 2021 report from the now-defunct Police Advisory Commission. The city has replaced that group with the new Citizens Police Oversight Commission. It's an independent body that can collect and investigate complaints against officers. But it's been struggling with internal conflict, and 3 of 9 commissioners recently resigned. Adam Geer is the city's Deputy Inspector General for Public Safety. He says there is a need to make sure PPD administers adequate discipline after use of force incidents.
What's after that? Are they coming back on the force? What does that look like? Because ultimately, I think everyone can agree that it would be in everyone's interest, in every organization, right? There are going to be some bad apples, and it's better for everyone if they're not there.
Keish Datz was 18 when George Floyd was killed, and they marched as they were preparing to graduate high school. They're still hopeful that police can be trained to use less force, especially in situations when someone is in a crisis.
If we had a restorative justice person that understood mental health, they would have never went into the Walter Wallace situation and was like, okay, this... They would have understood that this person might have is having a mental breakdown.
The energy of the George Floyd demonstrations continues to fuel other social justice movements in Philadelphia. Rice says Philly activism now takes the form of mutual aid, like community fridges or crowdsourced bail funds.
Because we know we can't rely on policing to protect us, and we can't rely on prisons to rehabilitate us, you know, all we have are each other. And so those extraordinary networks of care and connection are the ones that inspire me on the daily.
Philadelphia City Council leaders are currently discussing the next budget and how much funding should go to police. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.